reeling from the raid. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Many people, including former President Trump, are questioning the FBI's motives for raiding his home in Palm Beach, Florida.
People want justice to be blind, to be fair, and they're frustrated with what they see happening from the DOJ and the FBI.
Senator Marsha Blackburn on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Trump has denied that any materials removed from his home are classified. Blackburn also spoke about the Inflation Reduction Act and how she's concerned that gas prices will only increase as a result of the law.
People know that these excise taxes on imported oil and gas is going to drive the price back up.
President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law last week.
President Biden hypes this Inflation Reduction Act as a sign that democracy still works, but that doesn't mean campaigns think that voters are going to give him credit in the midterms. The Washington Post is reporting candidates in key races in battleground states are either not asking him to come or actively avoiding him when he does, according to a Washington Post survey of more than 60 candidates in the most competitive gubernatorial, U.S. Senate, and congressional campaigns in the country. But there are some bright spots for the Biden political team.
Fox's Peter Ducey. In less than 1 week following her loss in the Wyoming primary, many still wonder if higher office is next for Liz Cheney.
Representative Cheney isn't answering whether she will run for president, and if she does, will it be as an independent or Republican? On ABC's This Week, she talked about possible Republican committee efforts to require support of the eventual nominee to take part in any debate.
I can understand why they would not want me on a debate stage with Donald Trump, and I would imagine Donald Trump isn't too interested in that either.
Cheney said if she did run, it wouldn't be to make a point. It would be to win the White House.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Closing arguments will be heard Monday in a Michigan kidnapping plot.
When a jury in Grand Rapids, Michigan begins hearing closing arguments in the trial of the two men accused of plotting to kidnap the governor back in 2020, their defense lawyers will likely talk about their client's penchant for pot smoking. Although marijuana has been legal in the state since 2018, during the trial, their attorneys depicted Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. as big talkers who said outrageous things while high on weed. The pair's legal team argued that their clients were victims of government entrapment. It's the second trial for Croft and Fox after a jury failed to reach a unanimous verdict back in April. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Meanwhile, attorneys for Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are about to present their case for why they believe he should be sentenced to life in prison and not death. Lead public defender Melissa McNeil is expected to give her opening statement on Monday and then begin her team's case. They will be trying to persuade at least one juror that their 23-year-old client should not be executed for the 2018 massacre at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School that left 17 people dead. Prosecutors recently spent 3 weeks presenting their case and included surveillance video of the shootings, graphic photos, and a tour of the sealed-off building. Plus, police charged 55-year-old Boy Van Phu for punching an innocent man in an unprovoked attack last week in New York City.
Prosecutors described the ex-con as an imminent threat to the community, pointing out that police say he's a member of a gang in New York and should not be let out on bail. Only back behind bars, though, after New York's governor stepped in, but critics say this guy should have never been let out in the first place. 55-year-old Boy Van Phu was caught on camera punching Jesus Cortez in the back of the head last week. Police say those two never even talked before this. He put on some gloves and he hit him so hard he collapsed. That man lays lifeless on the ground, and he's now in a coma with a fractured skull.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.